Hey, everybody. I think I want to jump right in, if you don't mind. Good morning, Bad Luck Lucy. I wanted to ask you a question regarding your living scenario, specifically how you found yourself living with your middle-aged male landlord.
So it kind of started all back in May. I had been living somewhere for 3 years and it was great. And then the landlord had actually said, nope, you know what? Because you can't find two more roommates, I'm kicking you out. I don't care if you can pay all of the rent. I'd rather have a group of students live here. So I was actually 2 days down to the wire until I was homeless. I found a place and the lady there, she was not working, said, okay, well, maybe I can help out. I'll pay most of the rent. She ended up scamming me into paying 100% of a two-bedroom apartment. So I was just looking on Kijiji and it was basically my only option. I met him. He seemed like a decent guy. Said he had these big plans for renos on the house. And then I get there, move in, and one procrastination after the other with renos.
All right, let's go over to Hangover Part 4. Do you see any characteristic flaws that would lead you to believe anyone here is lying?
As I said, I'm in the mental health field. Obviously, like, that's a big thing that I empathize with and I understand. And hear Bad Luck Lucy's story, you know, definitely makes me think that situation really sucks, right? Like, it's one bad situation after another. It also sounds a bit cyclic to me. My worry is that you're going to end up in another bad situation. I don't necessarily think she's lying.
You believe her story.
I believe elements of it. The fact that she doesn't have access to a working toilet. Like, I'm pretty sure that's a human right violation there.
What about Bucking Awesome Dad? Do you believe his story?
Everything that he shared, like, I don't know, sounds pretty legit to me. No, again, it sounds like he has good, awesome intentions. I get, like, he's here more for his daughter than the horse. From what I've heard, I don't think he's lying at all.
Can we just go over quickly, too, while we're talking about Bucking Awesome Dad? Have you ever considered putting the horse, like, in a shelter or a sanctuary and having that conversation with your daughter that it may be a better place for the horse to be?
No, never. I won't get rid of my daughter's best friend again. Never. Won't do it.